You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Tuesday evening, April 14th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Investor News Breaks. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. uncovers high-value rare earth trends in British Columbia. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. recently reported promising early exploration results from its Cameron Rare Earth Element project in British Columbia. The project identified multiple areas of anomalous rare earth element mineralization associated with pegmatite systems. The Cameron project spans approximately 2,984 hectares and returned total rare earth oxide values ranging from 1,350 ppm to 2,840 ppm, with an average of 340 ppm TREO.
Mission IR News Breaks: Solagenics Inc. showcased for smarter path to drug development. Solagenics Inc. was highlighted for its innovative approach to drug development, utilizing synthetic hypersin to target multiple dermatologic indications. Platform-based drug development is gaining traction in the biotech industry for its efficiency and risk management benefits. Solagenics' specialized biotherapeutics segment is advancing products for rare diseases, including Hybrite TM for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. To learn more, visit the company's website.
Andina Copper reports high-grade porphyry mineralization. Andina Copper Corporation reports high-grade porphyry mineralization at the Cobrasco project in Choco, Colombia. Drill hole CDH006, the first from a new step-out pad, confirms the continuity of the Kumo mineralization system. Assay results show significant mineralization starting at 38 meters depth, with two additional holes completed and pending results. The ongoing drilling program aims to expand the known mineralization footprint within the upper 600 meters, covering a lateral extent of approximately 950 by 525 meters.
PowerMax Minerals, Inc., key to helping address China's stranglehold on rare earth elements. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. is strategically positioned to address China's dominance in rare earth elements with its exploration projects in Canada and the app, United States. As global demand for REs is set to triple by 2035, PowerMax's initiatives in Ontario, British Columbia, and Wyoming offer promising opportunities to diversify the supply chain. Governments are investing over $1 billion to develop domestic RE sources, highlighting the strategic importance of these elements in various industries. ES Gold Corp. doubles down on Montauban project development as 2026 gold prices remain at record highs. Initial findings show a deep and expanding mineralized corridor over 2 kilometers long. Despite expected volatility, ES Geology continues operations driven by underlying debt and economic uncertainties boosting gold and silver prices. Markets are pricing in lower disruption probability while retaining a meaningful discount.
Upside Gold Corp announces DTC eligibility. Upside Gold Corp has announced that its common shares are now eligible for electronic clearing and settlement through the Depository Trust Company, DTC, in the United States. This development opens up access to a broader base of U.S. retail and institutional investors, facilitating seamless trading through major U.S. brokerage platforms. CEO Sophie Caesar expressed the company's commitment to expanding accessibility for investors across North America and Europe as they progress with the Kena Gold Copper Project.
Preclinical study reveals promising treatment for glioblastoma. A recent preclinical study has uncovered a promising treatment for the deadly brain cancer, glioblastoma. After years of little progress, this breakthrough offers hope in eliminating these fast-progressing tumors. As companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., work on advancing this treatment, a potential impact on patients is significant.
K Canemera Energy Metals Corp is strategically expanding its rare earth platform in Brazil, focusing on magnet rare earths like neodymium and dysprosium. With a 10-hole drilling program underway at Potos, the company aims to acquire its third ionic clay rare earth project. As global demand for these elements rises in electric vehicles and renewable energy, Canemera is positioning itself as a key player in the critical materials supply chain. Rock breaks. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. completes due diligence auger drill program at Potos RE project in Brazil. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. has completed its due diligence auger drill program at the Potos Rare Earth Element project in Brazil. The program involves drilling 11 holes totaling 78 meters between March 10th and March 26, 2026. Samples have been submitted for analysis, with results expected in 4 to 6 weeks. This program is part of Canemera's review for a potential acquisition of an option to earn a 100% interest in the project.
Right, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.